Yet another reason why you don't draft a kicker. We're going to get into that later on. Right. Dan's going to want to throw his head through the window over here. I'm Jeff Phelps.
It'll be fun. We'll have Anthony get it on camera.
Menegan's in for Baskin today.
We'll put it on YouTube.
Daryl Ryder's joining us momentarily. Cavaliers against the Los Angeles Lakers tonight as the Cavs continue their West Coast road trip. LeBron James of the Los Angeles Lakers. You know LeBron. By the way, he's closing in. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up playing more years in Los Angeles than he played in Cleveland, which would be a shame, but that's possible. Did you see that LeBron said, and he turned 40 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He came into the league at 18.
Good for him.
So he turned 40 yesterday, and he said that he thinks he could probably play another 5 to 7 years if he wanted to. He said, to be honest, if I really wanted to, I could probably play this game at a high level for probably another, it's weird that I might say this, but probably another 5 to 7 years if I wanted to. But I'm not going to do that. I would say that's preposterous, except for one thing. If he has slowed down at 40, it's like he's gone from 100 to 93.
He's slowed down.
He's still really good.
He's still really good. The first step isn't as explosive as it once was. And the jumper has become better because of it.
Yeah,
he's really worked at his jump shot.
He's needed to work on it since the day he joined the league.
Right.
And to me, he's a streak shooter. He's never been a good shooter.
Right.
But when he gets on a heater, look out.
Exactly.
Look out.
But like we've seen with, John Stockton, a lot of those point guards who have hung on, Andre Miller, a lot of those point guards who have hung on for a long time, the passing gene never leaves.
True.
You're always able to see those lanes. You're always able to make those passes. You're always able to do those things. His ability to read balls off the rim to grab rebounds will always be there. And so he could easily wake up and average at 45 years old
15-9-7,
and it wouldn't shock me, because again,
the way he plays the game, he plays it with his head.
Yeah,
for a long time it was athleticism combined with his head, and the athleticism might not be what it used to be, but it's still really good. The guy takes in incredible care of himself.
Right.
Anyhow, the Cavs are going to see him tonight if he plays. So that'll be good.
40th birthday is probably a good amount of wine. We'll see what it looks like. And good for him. It should be.
By the way, in case you're wondering, oldest player, Nat Hickey, was 45 years old when he played.
When was that?
His last game was in 1948.
Whoa, good for him.
But Kevin Willis is the guy that, you
That's
know,
the one I always remember.
Yeah, Kevin played till he was almost 45 years
old. Yeah, Kevin Willis played forever and had the most ripped arms I have ever seen in my life. That dude was ripped.
Robert Parrish was 43.
Chief was up there, too.
Hey, the mayor's with us, Brad Sellers. Hi, Mayor.
No, Ken in Brooklyn. Jeff.
Oh, hi, Ken. How you doing?
Hi, Ken.
Yeah. Listen, first of all, Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you, buddy. Same to you.
Great, you as well, man.
Hope you're doing well health-wise.
Remember, everybody, health is your wealth.
I know it
better than anybody.
That's a good point, man. And you're doing okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing good, Jeff.
Great.
Good.
I'm sincerely happy to hear that. Yeah. Good for you.
Okay. All right. Now, listen, I've been around quite a while, and even when we won the championship, we have never seen anything like this in Cleveland. And, you know, like they were saying the other night, like Malone was saying, you know, technically, as I think you guys mentioned, we are possibly on pace to win 70 games this year, which is remarkable.
Yeah.
And I want just to let Mr. Buckley know, I love what Tom Thibodeau's doing, because he's running his players into the ground. 38, 40 minutes. Last night they were playing the Wizards, and their team, the starters were still in with like 2 minutes left in the game. So I love that, because you're going to be dead by the All-Star game. Either he just wants to play them like that, or he doesn't have anybody else to put on the floor. So that's great. I love it. And we go 11 deep.
As funny as this sounds, Ken, it's Tibbs. He might have other guys he played on the floor. They just, that dude knows one speed and one speed only, and we've seen it in so many playoffs where he gets into the second round of the playoffs and is playing guys that were like, he's a Nick? I'll be darned.
Yeah. And then they're playing him 44 minutes.
Exactly.
This is great, and you know, I hope that all the scarecrows out there will finally realize what the finest sports franchise in this city is. And it certainly doesn't wear brown and orange. Okay? This franchise, these guys have done a fantastic job. I would look to see at buyout time. I heard some talk about people wanting to make trades. We ain't doing nothing. If there's a guy out there that's been bought out, you want to bring in as a backup for the front court, that's great. But I'm not doing anything. Don't mess with success.
Ken, continued good health to you in 2025,
buddy. Thank you very much,
buddy.
Guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
There's Ken in Brooklyn. Always good to talk to him. I'm glad he's doing well. Bill's in Parma. Hey, Bill.
All right, Bill.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Happy New Year, you guys.
And to you,
Bill.
Happy
New Year as well to you and the family.
Oh, you guys are great to listen to. And, you know, Jeff, you were one of the first ones to state and has stated a long time, you know, pass the ball, move the ball, get it to Mobley, get everybody to touch the ball. This is for discussion today. But you know, sometimes I'll put it out there a little bit. The most valuable player in the NBA as right now is Mitchell. And I'll tell you why. The most valuable player on this team is Mitchell, and he bought into the system.
Which guys don't always do, Bill, but when you get paid and when you see what it could lead to, you know, then I give him credit for doing that.
Well, and this is a statement I just want you to mull over. I'm not saying I'm right, but I think I'm right. I don't. Story of my life right there. Story of my life. But I don't think LeBron would do it. I think LeBron would say there's a me thing in LeBron that is toxic, and that thing has been present so that he and I get I know this is going to be a pushback on this, but here we go. Who would have thought he would have only had 4 championships in 22 years? That's way, way, way under. And the reason is at some level. Not being able to be, quote-unquote, a team guy. Now, you guys were talking about him. I agree with you. Physically, offensively, the way he knows the game, none better. How many times have I seen him walk back on defense? How many times have I seen him point to some rookie to do his job for him on defense? And you know what? That's poison. And I hope we don't ever get him back here. Not that he's a bad guy. I'm not saying that. But that thing that he has is bothersome. Lastly, if people want to really watch passing the ball at its best, please YouTube the Celtics, Boston Celtics in 1966 or 67. I want to tell you something.
Bob Cousy is smiling somewhere as you're saying that.
No.
That's post Cousy. You're right. That would have been
Hando and Jones. This is Casey Jones, Sam Jones. Don Nelson.
Yep.
And you people hear about Russell winning the most valuable player 5 years. Have you ever seen him shoot a ball, Dan?
It's not pretty.
He's got an ugly shot.
It's a very bad jumper.
He has an incredibly bad jumper. I mean, 10 feet in and out, he's very ineffective. Yet he won the most valuable player 5 years. So the question is, those are the type of players that really are the most valuable. Great program, you guys. Have a great day.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much. Bill in Parma. Desmond is in New York City. Des.
Happy New Year, Des. Yeah.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year. Save the best for last. That last call put me to sleep. The human Xanax. Okay, well, Happy New Year, guys.
Bill, that wasn't very nice of Desmond,
wow.
But, you know.
Horrible. I
do appreciate you coming in throwing 102. I do appreciate such things.
He's probably a nice guy, but literally put me to sleep. Okay, listen, let's get real here with the Cavs. Cavs are not the best team in the NBA. They have the best record in the NBA.
Well,
the team is not.
Now to keep in mind, you didn't hear either one of us say they were the best team in the NBA, did you?
I heard you say it, bro. Jeff, I love you. But
no,
you
they have
it.
The best record in the NBA.
I might have said it.
I don't believe I said it because I don't believe they are.
No,
but I do
not
believe they have the best record
a
in
lot
the
of
NBA.
Nonsense comes out of my mouth, so you pretty yeah. much could pin me on anything, and I'd probably be like, yeah, I could check out.
This roster is not built for the playoffs. I put the Magic ahead of the Cavs with a healthy roster. I put
and
the Celtics
health.
Ahead. And I put the Knicks way ahead. The Knicks have the best starting five in the NBA. It's not even close. Cat is a legit MVP candidate. He's averaging 26 and 14. I don't want to hear any Evan Mobley love. Evan Mobley will get destroyed, as he always does, by the Knicks. He's soft, and so is Jared Allen. Donovan Mitchell's a nice player. The Knicks are a vastly better team than the Cavs.
Oh, Des, we're gonna have a bunch of fun in the next several months, aren't we?
Yeah, and we all have to agree on this right now, including you, Dan.
All right,
I want to hear
so,
you say it.
So
I need you to say New York forever.
What happens? First and foremost, no, that's cruel and uncalled for. By the way, how's Juan Soto looking in that Mets jersey? Anyway.
Wow.
What's going to happen to Tom Thibodeau when Karl Anthony Towns commits his fifth foul in the backcourt in playoff game number three?
We have Jalen Brunson to score 55 a game, and we have Mitchell Robinson healthy next week coming back. Good luck, NBA. The Knicks are winning the chip, as I say every year, but they're winning it this year for sure. The Cavs, probably a third seed, in my opinion. Right now, they're riding high. You don't peak in December, folks.
Des,
Happy
thank
New Year,
you, buddy.
Guys.
I appreciate
Happy
it,
New
Des.
Year.
And I'm also really, really excited to watch Tom Thibodeau put together like 18 curse words in a line that we've never heard before in our lives when Karl Anthony Towns commits his fifth foul in the backcourt in the second quarter of an Eastern Conference game four. I'm really excited for when that happens.
Kevin's in Cuyahoga Falls. Kevin, we got about 30 seconds for you, bud. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Gentlemen, Happy New Year's.
And to you, buddy.
To you as well.
Thanks so much. Hey, talk about handing off the baton. It wasn't even worth popping the corks to smell champagne in that locker room of Golden State last night. Was it just me, or did they not look old, slow, and fat, flat-footed defensively? I mean, wow. What? I mean, the baton has been passed. I mean, Golden State is not what they were before.
That's
just
a fact.
So evident last night, wasn't it?
I would agree with that, and you could make the argument that it's been that way for a little while. You know, yeah. You've got to have the right personnel. They're a 500 basketball team right now, and that's record wise, and that's what your eyes tell you too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Your boy Kuminga starting to come around, Jeff.
Oh, Kuminga's tough.
I got your answer about the Cavs.
I'm sorry, Kev.
I said I got Dan's answer about the Cavs.
Go.
Okay,
real quick. We're seventh best points in the paint, right? Love we're it. Over 450 a game. Last night, clearly guard heavy. Performance was outside. We only had 42 points in the paint. So this team has shown they can play big in the middle, or they can go outside if they have to. And the other great piece of this that I think this team that people are completely overlooking is when LeVert and Jerome come off the bench, we lose nothing but when those guys come in, which has been such an improvement for this team. It's made this team so much better. Our bench has improved dramatically with those guys from where we have been the last couple of years. And I think that's going to be the difference that's going to take us through the playoffs this year.
Kevin, thank you very much.
Good point,
Kev.
Ty Jerome
appreciate
has been
that.
Awesome this year. And hopefully he continues to be awesome.
There's no question. I mean, the numbers tell you. The Cavs have the best record in the NBA. If you want to say they're the best team in the NBA, fine, go ahead. Desmond said I did. If I did, excuse me, I misspoke. Because I don't know that you can say that right now about anybody in the NBA. Because that's where the playoffs come in, as I've said all along. Get me to the playoffs, because I think this has just been terrific. The way they've played, outstanding. But when you get to the playoffs, you're going to see some things. And I think the Cavs and maybe a handful of other teams, Boston, New York, don't count out Milwaukee. Look over in the other conference, it's Oklahoma City. I'm not counting out the Clippers. I like Ty Lue's work. And I'm not counting out Denver, despite the fact they've had some issues. But, man, this could be a really fun ride, and we should all just really enjoy it. Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. Daryl, joining us next. What's the deal with Mike Vrabel? What's the deal with the Modell Law? Next on Basket of Phelps.